commentator and shareholder activist from Crikey, Stephen Mayne. G'day, Stephen.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's your take here on the proposed merger?
Oh, well, I mean, Australia's got a banking cartel, which is the, we've got the most expensive banking system in the world. You know, I mean, profits have gone from, you know, $5 billion to $25 billion in pre-tax terms over the last 15 years, and this will just make it worse. So I think that the government should step in and say, we don't want to create a new biggest bank because customers are already getting ripped offline.
This is a question that Wayne Swan, even beyond anything the ACCC, ultimately Swan is going to have to rule on this, is he not?
Yeah, as the Treasurer, he's got enormous powers under the Banking Act, and just like Paul Keating blocked ANZ's attempt to take over National Mutual back in 1991, this takeover, like all other banking takeovers, will need the Treasurer's specific approval, and along with the ACCC, who'll also have a good look. So, I mean, my personal view is that Swan should just say no, and particularly the way the banks have treated him in the last little while, where he's been getting stuck into them for putting up interest rates too fast, and they've just basically given him a two-fingered salute and kept on doing it. So I would have thought that Swan would not be inclined to approve such a merger, and just can't see where the customer benefit is in having even less banking competitors in the Australian market.
In fact, the banks have gone a little further than just giving him a two-fingered salute. The Rudd government has talked about, and the Productivity Commission is having a look at, what it calls excessive penalty fees that the banks are charging. The bank's immediate response from their Bankers Association, David Bell, has been to threaten to scrap low-fee accounts for pensioners and battling families and what have you. You're across that, Stephen?
Yeah, well, that just says it all, doesn't it? The big four banks have never been more powerful than right now. I mean, we did have, you know, a 3 percentage point contraction in home loan margin through the late 1990s with the emergence of competition from the likes of Aussie Home Loans and RAMS and these guys. But the global credit crunch means that these guys have largely fallen over. And, you know, RAMS has literally been taken over by Westpac already. And so there's far less competition than there's been for years in the market right now. And St George was weak right now because St George relies on a lot of international funding. So Westpac is moving on St George in a moment of weakness. The big four banks are going to become even more dominant. And you know, there's no banking system in the world which has a big four which is so dominant as Australia. And I just can't see you know, where the benefit is.
I made the observation on Friday that it's stuck in my craw, and many of my listeners will have heard the extent of that sticking in my craw and the heat under my collar, that the NAB told us that the worst of the global credit crunch was behind it. That's point one. Point two, that it reluctantly felt the need to significantly increase mortgage interest rates beyond the level set by the RBA. But with the worst of the credit crunch behind it, it still increased its profit by 26%, which I can't see any algebra or formula that would lead to the view that there is healthy competition in that particular sector.
Well, that's right. I mean, they've all increased their profit margins. They've all increased their fees. You know, each bank takes in turn the lead, and then they all just follow, as they've done with the recent rate rises outside of what the Reserve Bank's been suggesting. So, I mean, from my point of view, it looks and sounds like a cartel. And your average big bank CEO in the last decade, you know, some of them have retired being worth $100 million. And to have the big four banks in Australia getting a market capitalisation of $275 billion at the peak last November,
yep,
is just staggering when they were only worth less than $50 billion back in 1992. So it's just unprecedented. I mean, the Australian stock market is now 40% valued in financial services firms. 40% of the whole stock market is financial services. The global average is 28%. So yeah, that says to you that they're making super profits out of Australians. They're all licensed by government. And basically, Howard and Costello just gave them a blank check to take over all their competitors and jack up prices in unison with each other. So this is the first big test for Swan and Rudd. Swan's already been annoyed about the interest rate moves. Now he's got the biggest threat to banking competition that we've seen in many, many years. I mean, St George is a very, very big bank, and it's going to cost Westpac $15 or $16 billion to buy it. And that's why all the other bank shares are up today, because they all think this will go through, and less competition, more costs for consumers and higher profits for the remaining big four banks.
Stephen, your business is commenting on matters of this sort. What does your sense of intuition tell you about the likelihood the thing will go ahead?
Well, look, the market seems to think it'll probably happen, and it doesn't on face value breach the four pillars policy, because St George is the fifth bank. But the idea of number three and number five getting together to create a new number one, that, as you read out those figures before, is the biggest bank in lending, deposits and home loans, as well as branches and ATMs and everything else, I just think it really is pushing the envelope, and I think it will come down to also Graham Samuel, who's up for reappointment at the end of July, and I think the government's got to make a decision. Samuel's been very much the friend of the big business merger.
Yep.
And I think that they've got to make a decision that's combined with these two. Do they reappoint Samuel, which is a message of, you know, we don't mind huge mergers, or do they put in a more consumer-friendly boss of the ACCC and at the same time draw a line in the sand and say, enough, we're not going to let St George disappear until we see real benefits from consumers from banking reform in Australia.
Just briefly, both their shares expected to come out of trading halt tomorrow morning?
Well, not until we get a firm announcement as to what the terms of the deal are. So we're waiting for that. But usually when they make these sort of announcements, they're pretty close. So we'll have to wait and see.
Good on you, Stephen Mayne. Thanks for speaking with us.
Smitty.
Good on you, mate.